Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
With us in the studio right now, comedian Lamont Price, who has a 420 comedy show tomorrow, and you don't smell like weed.
That's not exactly true.
Oh.
You're not close enough to me.
Oh, okay. I need to
you
get
You are
over
sitting
there.
Kind of across
yeah,
the...
Yeah. I'm across the way.
There's a hint.
An odor on you?
There's a snippet of weed on my person.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is we were talking about this yesterday, how mainstream marijuana is that you now have Carl's Jr. and other places doing pot-related, 420-related.
I didn't even know. There's a Carl's Jr.
Yeah, they have a CBD burger.
The Rocky Mountain High burger.
Oh, well, listen, not to get political, but let's open up some of those jail cells before we put out burgers. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, hey, okay, I like
let
the burger.
Some cats out, right?
I like the old lady in the middle of nowhere in the suburb with her little brownie shop, but... That's, you know what I mean? Let's go all the way with this legalization.
Yeah, get there before we do the burgers.
I grew up in a time where, you know, when I was a kid, I would watch Saturday morning cartoons, and like every cartoon block would have one commercial where they were like, marijuana will destroy your life. Mm-hmm. And then I would just watch the commercial, and I would just see people like sitting on the couch, and they'd be like, this is what marijuana does to you. And I was like, word?
Yeah, I kind of want to sit on the couch.
Just hanging out?
Yeah. what's wrong with that?
And you knew when they were smoking weed between takes, you knew they were.
Oh, yeah, of course they were.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the people in the this-is-your-brain-on-drug commercial.
Right. Yeah.
Probably went out right afterwards did all kinds of things.
Not before they ate that egg. They ate that egg first.
yeah, they ate the egg first. Oh, great. Now we have to have eggs for lunch.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Yeah.
So the show is tomorrow at City Winery, which is a great venue.
It is beautiful. It's a great spot.
Do you like doing shows there?
I hosted their Super Bowl party.
Okay.
And that was, it was fun. I like it there. The only crazy thing about that party was, there was like a buffet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So before they bring me out, and the guy, the host goes, comedian Lamont Price is coming up right now to perform for you guys. I just want you also to know that the buffet is now open. Ladies and gentlemen, Lamont Price!
Crickets.
You're a big dude. What do you weigh?
Oh man, I'm hovering three.
Three, yeah.
I'm hovering
nice.
Three.
Three honeybees.
You know?
That's hot.
Yeah, who cares?
You know?
Yeah.
It sounds like an APB. We got a 300-pound.
We have 300 pound. Yes, we're
I think the important question is, will there be a buffet at the 420 show?
That I can't promise.
Okay.
There will be food.
All right.
There will be food. Your hungers will be quelched? Is that
satiated?
Satiated? That's
maybe
a good one.
Maybe that's a
that's
good one.
That's a good one.
Here's a text which says, ask Lamont Price about the YouTube series Tim and Lamont. Lamont is the voice of the cat. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, I did it. That is specific.
That's very specific, yeah.
That must be so. That sounds like an inside job. That's somebody I know. It has to be.
It's got
to
be.
Because there's like five people who know about that web series. I did a buddy of mine and Tim Skinner and I, he hit me up one day. He goes, dude, I wrote a cartoon about me and my cat. And his cat just so happened to be named Lamont. And he says he didn't name his cat after me, but there's like five Lamonts on the planet. And he doesn't know the other four. There's no way he just came up with that name.
Yeah.
So we did there's a few cartoons on the internet, on YouTube.
Listen,
called Tim and Lamont.
As a 52-year-old guy, I can't hear your name without thinking of Sanford and Son.
Well,
and the red fox screaming, Lamont, you big dummy.
That is you know, and listen.
Do people ask you if you're named for that character?
Not in 2019.
Yeah, right? Thank God.
Not in 2019.
You probably don't even know.
Was a very second grade problem for me.
It was yeah. Like a second
because,
grade.
Because, like, when I was second grade, that was on syndication, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would just, my friends, Lamont, you big dummy, like, I would get that. But as
and you wouldn't laugh.
As we distanced ourselves from that era, people just kind of forgot. But thank you for bringing back the trauma.
Yeah. The trauma of your youth. The trauma. Well, some people say when you give a child a unique name, that it can be tough for them growing up, but it makes them a stronger person as an adult.
No.
I don't know if that's
torture.
True.
It has nothing. We didn't. When we were. Now, I got a lot, but I also dished out a lot.
You did?
And as a kid, you know, kids, we don't care about your feelings, your plight.
Yeah.
We just know what we see in the moment. And we were never thinking, man, one of these days, this guy's going to be tough. We're going to toughen this guy up. Nah, we wanted to make you cry in class. was the plan.
Exactly.
By the way, I don't mean to get off topic, but if we're going to talk about a web series, I have a web series that is currently happening.
Yes.
Called Lamont's Boston that I do.
Yes.
For, can I say this?
You can say anything you want, Lamont.
For NBC 10.
Okay.
Lamont's Boston. We've got about 5 out right now. I'm writing. I was up all night and an all-nighter because I have a deadline today for the next episode. I have to write and get it in. So I pretty much have it down.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. Lamont's Boston, if you guys check it out on the NBC 10 YouTube page or NBC 10's website.
What's it about?
It's just about me walking around Boston and doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
What's been your favorite one so far?
The most recent one we did was me trying to learn the Boston accent.
Oh.
Because I'm from Boston. I'm from Dorchester specifically, which is like the home of that accent.
Yeah.
And I don't have it. Nobody in my family has it.
Really? Yeah. I don't feel like I do, too. And I've lived here my whole entire 52 years. I don't feel like I have a Boston accent.
You're not close enough to the city to have an accent.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I don't know if I... Yeah, I don't know what it is, but... So I know that I want to be more in the acting scene.
Yeah.
So the idea was I need to learn the Boston accent if I'm going to get into these Mystic Rivers and all these movies and film here.
Yeah.
And so I set out to learn it on my own. I just say Marky Mark a bunch. just walk around the city going, Marky Mark! Trying to get it. And potato. You know, I say potato. And then I learned that I'm not good at it, so I get a coach. And then we have a thing, and the coach tries to teach me, but we're at odds. And then I finally learned it, and I go to Boston Casting and then try to make it work.
And try to get a role?
Yeah.
Well, for a little while, I mean, I guess still, but for a little while, Boston was really popular when it came to film the like city destinations in movies or in television. I know I'm really looking forward to that new one that is, I forget what network it's on, but it's got Kevin Bacon in it. Is it on Showtime? And I think it's called The City on the Hill. Have you seen the trailer for that?
It's a Boston-based?
Yes. Crime, mob-based detective trying to investigate. You know, it's like Departed,
the Showtime like the version.
Set here.
I know, but I mean, what specific part of town?
Oh, I think a lot of it happens probably in one of the like Area D like station or whatever.
Okay,
like, yeah, it's probably like.
Please leave the station names to LB.
What?
The police station names.
Oh, he knows
and the
them.
Is,
you mean he
what,
knows
B1?
Them?
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
I spent a weekend there. Yeah, we're good.
Did a stint.
Cop was a good guy. Didn't cuff me.
But you know? Are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
Yes.
You are? Yes.
Yes.
Who do you think shall be seated on the Iron Throne when everything is over and done with?
Tough sell. Dark horse pick.
Yes.
Arya and Gendry.
Ah.
Remember, Gendry's a Baratheon.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, he's a Baratheon.
You don't need to tell me that, sir.
So,
I was, for the
people at home.
Yes,
for the people at home, I'm feeling.
Yes. You know, the Iron Throne arrives here in our city today, and it will be, that's what you should do your next NBC 10 show on, is the Iron Throne is being brought here by Showtime for today and for tomorrow.
HBO.
Right? HBO, yeah, HBO. For today and for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where? Like City Hall? Where?
Some, look that up, Danielle.
Sounds like a city hall thing.
It's,
is what it else are they going to do with that expanse?
Is it one of those big chairs?
It's a throne,
you know,
LB.
Like the, you know,
it's
like
a throne.
The King of England.
It's like, well, that's what the king sits on, is a throne, yes.
No, I know. Okay.
Yes.
Put that big, ugly throne next to that big, ugly building.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Primark store at Downtown Crossing.
Oh.
DTX,
oh,
if you will.
Nice. Yeah. What you ought to do is take everybody after your 420 show over there and have everybody try to cut the line in order to sit on the, sit on the throne.
Hey, guys, we're a little hazy. We need to get to the chair immediately.
A lot of people who don't, and like Shu watched Game of Thrones for a couple of
first
episodes
season.
And then got,
yeah,
you got confused.
I'm not into the dragons and the magic and
chainmail. Is it dragons? Is that what took you out?
I'm just not a fantasy medieval guy.
So Lord of the Rings?
Nah, not so much.
See, I love Lord of the Rings. I love Game of Thrones. Harry Potter was the one I didn't, and I think I was jealous of those kids having powers.
Yeah.
I was like, these kids have powers, and I'm sitting here eating ravioli out of a can. This sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with this show. I mean, this movie. So I stopped. I didn't watch those movies, but.
Don't knock SpaghettiOs.
I did.
In a pinch, they're pretty good on toast. You ever have SpaghettiOs on toast?
It sounds like something I should have had because I grew up poor, but.
It's really, really good.
Is it?
Yeah, really, really. In a pinch.
I guess that
really
makes sense given the show I'm promoting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, yeah. So what are you going to do for the 420 show?
I'm going to tell some funny jokes, hopefully.
Yeah.
I have a great lineup. My friends are going to perform with me. Dan Bolger, Bethany Van Delft, two of the funniest comedians in the country. A couple special guests dropping by. Then I'm going to close it out. And I don't know what I'm going to talk about exactly just yet. My thing is, before I go on stage, I don't really know.
You don't?
I think I know, but yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly. Like, I might go on stage and sing that Old Town Road song for 15 minutes just to see. Like, I'm weird.
I like that song.
I do.
Has it grown on you?
Yes.
I mean, it's no Shallow.
What's Shallow?
What is
From
Shallow?
From A Star Is Born.
I didn't see that movie.
No. What?
I don't believe in Lady Gaga. I'm just kidding.
You don't like Lady Gaga?
I don't
Gaga.
Dislike Lady Gaga. I just think, I don't know. She just doesn't. She seems phony to me.
She does? Mm.
Yeah.
What about Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, he's in the Marvel movies. I'm fine with it.
Ooh,
he's Rocket Raccoon. I'm cool with it. If you're in a Marvel movie, you can do no wrong.
So Lady Gaga seems kind of phony to you, huh?
But I don't want to single her out because there's a lot of people. It's just we're talking about her right now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to. I also don't know her, obviously. So
right.
I usually don't even comment. But I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're all monsters. Like, yeah. Shut up.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I get it. But, you know. Ugh. You know.
Let's see. This is Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Just commenting on Mike saying he's not into fantasy stuff, but isn't Rush basically a fantasy band?
That was only their middle 70s album, sir.
You know what? Go screw guy.
Farewell to Kings.
Rush is amazing.
Hemispheres. After that, it was his pure social commentary. You should try listening sometime.
You're talking
troglodyte.
You're talking talking to a guy who is a Trekkie.
Right.
Who says he doesn't like fantasy shows.
It's based in science.
It's not based in
yes,
science.
Yes, it is. No. Where do you think the flip phone
You're
came
You're talking
from?
About the commander of the Enterprise sleeping with a green alien. I mean,
right.
I
at least it's not his sister.
Well, Captain Kirk got it in. There wasn't an episode that went by where he didn't
right?
do a little something.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk, you rest assured Captain Kirk was going to make it happen on whatever planet.
Didn't matter.
Did not
woman,
matter what
human
planet.
Woman.
You knew going into that planet.
Plant,
Captain
animal.
Kirk was going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're a bit of a nerd. Like, Shu
yeah,
is
a bit.
Yeah, so you like the Marvel movies and all
Love
that
them.
Stuff. You do, yeah.
Well, let me.
Yeah.
Did you get your Endgame tickets in advance?
Yep.
You did? Oh, he's way above me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, in advance.
But this is the first time I did it.
Oh, okay.
Usually, I haven't done the first night. I'm not going first night.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going first weekend. At all.
Why?
I just don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't trust that many people in one place. I'm going to go like a week or two later.
Oh.
You're not going to dress up?
No.
Oh.
No, but one of my favorite things ever was one of the last times I did the midnight thing. It was Dark Knight, like back in 08.
Yeah.
And me and my friends, we went like 15 deep. And we got there 2 hours early, and we barely got a section to ourselves. So there were a couple people that showed up at exactly midnight, and they were all like, there was Batman and the Joker, and they were all ready for it, but then they had they couldn't sit together. So, like, the Batman was here, and my favorite part was watching the Joker, like, slowly walk lonely to his seat in the front. It was like, I could hear the Incredible Hulk theme. You know, like, oh, bling, piano. Bling, bling, bling. Like, I could hear him walking.
Oh, they were so upset that they couldn't sit together.
Oh, they were so sad. They couldn't believe it. Like, nothing bad has ever happened in their lives before. This was the worst thing that could ever happen to them. And I have no compassion. I was laughing out loud and pointing. Yeah. I was pointing.
Yeah. It's a completely different experience going to the movies now because you get all the food you can get and the seats. Like, people are like full on lying down, sleeping in the middle.
Oh, I mean, yeah. They get the huge recliners.
It's completely different. Yeah.
Yes.
It's completely different.
But I love it.
But do you like going to the theater? Like, do you have to go see a movie at the theater?
Specific. If it's like Marvel, Star Wars, or something like that, yes.
You have to.
I have to.
You have to.
I have to see it. Other things depend on what my schedule is and what I can get out to, but for those movies, it's a definite, like, I have to do it. And the lounging, listen, I can't go back to sitting up normal. And I can't go back to the, and my knees are touching somebody's knees. I can't go back to those days. I need the what is it, the Lazy Boy?
Yeah.
With
the
lean back with the cup holder?
Yeah.
They saw me coming. They saw me coming.
Do you bring your own food to the movies?
Of course.
All right. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You have to.
Dollar store, man. Yeah. Hit the dollar store before you go to the movies. Load up.
Sneaky.
Put it
sneakster.
In a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I always and I time like the opening of the bag because you know there's always a snitch. With like if there's a big boom, I go and I open the bag, right? I don't want anybody. I'll get popcorn from time to time.
Oh, you do?
If I feel it. Like, if I'm feeling it,
yeah,
I'll get popcorn.
What's your favorite movie candy?
Ooh.
Well, that's a whole nother thing that movie has changed candy. Also. Yeah. There's, like, no candy in the box
No, there's,
anymore.
Like, four pieces.
Yeah.
Like, if you get, like, Goobers or something,
yeah.
You get, like, a low, like, the bottom of the... That whole box is for nothing.
Like I like the Butterfingers.
Mm. Butterfingers?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, you don't like Butterfingers?
Not a fan.
Really?
No. I mean, it depends on how high I am. I did one time I did a comedy festival and Butterfinger was a sponsor and they were like, anybody want a box of Butterfingers? And I didn't, but it was free. So I says, yes, of course I want a box of Butterfingers. And that box of Butterfingers sat on my refrigerator for 3 years.
You a Twizzlers fan?
Sometimes. Licorice? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Big chocolate guy. Snickers, almond Snickers.
Oh. Yes.
Almond Snickers.
Excellent. Laser show.
Like, I love the original Snickers. This is classic, but almond Snickers change your life.
Really?
Change your life.
Game changer?
Yeah.
Yes, Danielle.
Butterfinger makes an excellent, like, peanut butter cup, like a Butterfinger cup.
Yes.
And movie theater candy boxes these days are like back in the day when we used to buy CDs when they first came out, and they would attach that long-ass cardboard box to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't open up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's all this empty space in the box, and you're just getting the CD, but there's all this extra space. That's what I think of movie theater candy.
Like, all you get is one, like, what do you call it when you just throw your head back and you put the candy in your mouth? You get one good, like, one.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there's two goobers in the corner you got to scrape out with your finger.
I smuggle a hoagie in there.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
All day, every day, man. All you got to do is buy a large Coke. Boom.
Listen, we've seen you in what the pants you wear in the studio. No one has ever accused you of smuggling a hoagie. All right? Seriously.
It's a running joke. I have a small penis.
Is that what the... Yeah, is that getting to specifics?
Yeah. Hey, a texter, Lamont.
Yeah.
A texter wants to know your opinion on the new Joker movie coming out.
I don't
know anything about this, but you and Shu could probably have a discussion about it.
Did there need to be a new Joker movie?
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't like the idea of a solo Joker movie.
Really?
I don't like the idea of... The Joker has many origins. I got into a Twitter beef with people about this. The Joker's origin is unknown. So, like, people said, well, they do an origin there's a great comic called The Killing Joke. I'm sure you, and they kind of have an origin for him. But that's one of many comic origins. There's no specific origin. If this movie just takes one origin and makes it canon, then it kind of takes away from the mystique of the Joker. To me,
this is a pure nerd orgy going on
right now. Right. Absolutely.
So the Joker has no, we don't know where the
Joker doesn't know what happened to him. Remember in The Dark Knight when he had like three or four different explanations about what happened to him?
Yes.
That's the lore. We don't know what it is about him. We don't know. He doesn't know. That's why he's insane.
Mind blown. Mind blown on this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're not happy that there's a film
coming. Not that I'm not happy. I just didn't think there needed to be another Joker. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix. You know, why did they just run with Jared Leto? He's been the best Joker so far.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Even better than Heath?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you think's the best Batman ever? Michael Keaton.
Keaton was great. I wish they gave him a more sort of Batman story.
Yeah.
Like Christian Bale got the better Batman stories.
Yeah.
But maybe I think Bale was decent. I mean, he got a lot of heat for the voice. But I can, whatever, you know, fine. If I was Batman, I'd do
what are you talking about?
Yeah. He was Bruce Springsteen all of a sudden.
Hey, guys, before I arrest you, I'm going to...
Watch yourself.
I'm going to make sure you guys take you down to the jail cell and...
Who was the worst?
Ooh, it's got to be like a Clooney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was cheesy.
What about Ben Affleck?
Well, he was actually better than...
Yeah.
We just make fun of Ben Affleck because that's what we do. But
he's
was
too
like,
beautiful.
I mean, is he, though?
Yeah.
The chin, I guess, depends on what you like. He's got that... They cast his chin, what they did.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
You have to have a chin you have a little money.
Well,
chin.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to shine the light off it to send the bat signal out to Gotham.
You know, but he was decent. He wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
he was all right. But they're going with a new Batman now, right?
They are.
Yeah, because Affleck doesn't want to do it anymore. So who are they going with? Do you know any rumors?
No. I have no idea. Maybe he'll show up in this Joker movie.
Maybe it's me. Maybe he will.
Maybe. Whoa.
Huh?
Nice.
That's
a good payday.
A fat black Batman coming.
Yeah.
Right? It's about time.
Great. Super
Joker, stop it. I can't. I'm not going to chase you. It's ridiculous.
Right. You don't really respond. You don't respond to anything. And also, there's an issue with your belt.
Right.
Yeah, you can't get the utility belt snapped.
Bruce Wayne, I can get a belt that fits. Like, right? I'm not going to just buy a small belt.
Well,
that'd be poor planning.
I think what you'd have to do is what I have to do every once in a while is, as the fat black Batman, you would just have to add. Like, get a knife and add, like, an extra loop on the end of the utility belt. And
I like how in your comic book, my Batman can't find a belt anywhere that fits. Like, there's no belt. Like, I can't go anywhere and find a belt. I just walk in, they go, we can't.
Right.
There's no belt for you. I'm sorry. Billionaire Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry. No belt.
You can make a car that flies, but you can't find a belt that fits.
I can't find a belt to save my life.
And, of course, you gotta have the extended seatbelt in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
You gotta have the seatbelt extender in there.
You guys got me. This is a 450-pound Batman we're talking about.
No, listen. What about Val Kilmer? A texter would like to know.
Hey, oh, that's right.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Which one was he? He was he Batman? Let me see. So it was Batman. It was Batman Returns, and then there was the Val Kilmer one that I think he got because Michael Keaton had a scheduling conflict.
Oh, really?
He was originally supposed to be third, but it was a scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
And then he was Batman
Forever.
Forever. That's
Batman
it. Right.
Forever.
Is that the one with Seal? Kiss from a Rose?
I think so. Hold on, let me double check.
Probably.
Because when I was a kid, right? This is goofy. I'm the only one who thinks this is funny. But when that Seal song came out, it sounded so much like the 1989 Batman kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
I said, in my room alone, I just yelled out, "Batman is back!" One of the dumbest things I've ever said. I was so excited. And then I got disappointed when I saw it. Batman has finally returned.
Well, listen, show is tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow, 8 o'clock. City Winery, 80 Beverly Street. Go to citywinery.com for ticks.
They have great pizzas over there.
They have food.
Really, really good. They got the oven going right there on the spot. They have great pizza over there. So,
well, they better crank out a bunch tomorrow.
Yeah, well, for 420. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to be...
it's the 420 comedy special, and it is hosted by Lamont Price.
I'm going to actually headline it.
You're headlining.
I'm going to close the show.
Okay, closing the show.
Yeah.
And it's been really great to have. Will you come back again? And
if you'll have me, I hope I was decent.
I think you were decent.
Yeah, I'd love to come back sometime.
The nerds loved it.
Stiz,
you want to see Stiz?
Stiz,
give Stiz is
Stiz, baby.
Stiz goes, yo, that's his signature.
Yeah,
give him, yeah,
yeah.
Yo, Batman is back. All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, happy 420.
Yes, definitely, and to all of you.
And we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Greg.
What's going on?
Actually, two things. I wanted to wish you guys a happy Easter weekend.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. And when is the discussion for the Art of Racing in the Ring going to be?
Well, I think we may actually, this time, for the first time ever, do an on-air discussion about this month's Hillman Book Club selection.
Wow.
But now Danielle won't read it because it's sad something happened to the dog. I got it coming.
You ordered it, but you haven't received it yet?
Yeah, I should get it by tomorrow.
Okay. It actually...
Am I going to cry?
You might cry at some parts. You might cry, but I think overall it's a happy. I don't want to give too much away,
but yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you ever read the book The Job by Steve Osborne?
The Job?
The Job: True Life Tales from a New York City Cop.
No.
There's a chapter in there that the title of the chapter is Cops Don't Cry.
Oh.
And you'll just. You cry.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll probably have the discussion in another couple of weeks. I'll give it till the end of the month, all right?
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, book club selection is The Art of Racing in the Rain. And if you love dogs, like I love Coberson Woberson, then you will love this book. I really believe you'll love this book. Stiz Grimey has walked in. I assume with an update on our Bruins ticket auction this morning, where's that at right now?
We stand at $16.50 right now, Greg, but I will let you know we do have kind of a bidding war going on.
Oh, we
right
do?
Now. Yes.
Oh, I can actually see on the phones a couple of bidders who are going back and forth.
Yeah.
Right now. All right.
It's getting tense.
We have been auctioning off tickets for tonight's Bruins game. There's four of them. And we're raising money for the Boston Bruins Charitable Foundation. And so there are four tickets in a luxury suite tonight that includes food and a bird's eye view for the game. When the Bruins win and they go up 3-2 on the Maple Leafs, LB.
Winning in six, kid. I called it.
And then we can hopefully, the cameras can flash to that obnoxious crowd in Toronto that's always outside watching the games, and then we can see the disappointment on their face.
That's just Canada at its finest. You have nothing to do, but you can't afford to buy a ticket.
So you're outside watching it.
There's 3,000 people standing around. Like, what if you're in the middle? Like, what I've never understood about that kind of thing is, what do you do when you got to take a leak?
Well, I think they have like
you got to walk like 25 minutes to a porta potty.
Well, they probably have the porta potties out there. I mean,
the whole point is you could be on your couch and not miss a second of the game.
Right.
But to go take a leak while you're being a nitwit standing outside, you miss like a period and a half.
Yeah.
Texas catheter, kid.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Yeah.
We don't really have like the viewing parties around these parts.
No, because like, we're winners.
Yeah, because all we do is win. All right, and then let's get an update on Stanley's poll at the end of the show here. And the question based on an ugly topic which came up earlier, which the ugly topic was scones, which are the worst kind of pastry in the history
of
breakfast.
Did somebody wrong you? Were you hazed with a scone somewhere?
I don't even think we should mention it by name, to be honest. Yeah. I think we should triggered. Just say the S word.
So Stanley's poll question this morning was whether you would prefer Danish or croissants or scones. And what is the verdict?
That's right. We wanted to know which is your go-to. And right now, the Danish is in the lead, Greg, with 51%.
This is on Twitter?
This is on Twitter.
Okay.
The croissant is slightly behind with 38%.
God bless you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Uh-huh. And the S word is in last place with 11%.
Oh, 11% of lonely people who actually like scones. Get out of here.
Who broke your heart with a scone?
What about Instagram? You got the results from IG right now?
No, we couldn't put up three.
Oh, you can't put up three on Instagram. Yeah. All right, what about Facebook?
Facebook's just comments and Danish things. Overwhelmingly.
Okay. All right, Danish overwhelmingly in the comments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Danish is the go-to. I mean, it's
not just pastry, right? Don't they put fruit on it or something?
Well, I mean, pastry can have fruit in it.
Sure.
I mean,
it's, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're pretending that you're healthy. They're like, let's throw a glazed strawberry on the top of this.
Well, no, you got filled Danish, like the cheese filled Danish.
Sure.
That's my favorite.
Raspberry.
You could have like a raspberry cream cheese filling in your Danish, or a blueberry cream cheese.
Everything has to have some kind of fat.
I would recommend.
You got to go to a bakery?
You got to go to a bakery or go to the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery.
Oh,
they have them there, right, with the cinnamon buns.
Oh, yeah. Those cinnamon buns.
Here's a 508 text that says, Mike, you don't know this, but Greg was the victim of a public sconing.
Ah.
that happened. Yes. let's see. Here's a text that says, the Thinking Cup in Boston has a bacon and Gruyere scone that is out of this world.
That sounds good.
Say Gruyere, Stanley. Because you had so much trouble saying
Gruyere.
close.
Am I all right?
Yeah, you're all right.
I don't even know what that is.
It's cheese.
It's the kind of cheese they put on French onion soup.
Yeah, that's rich people cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not.
Yes, I go through this all the time when Danielle goes off and Hillman and her start talking about like 14 different kinds of cheese that costs like $100 for
the only fancy cheese I know
slices.
How to say is Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes, that's the fancy
Let
cheese.
Let me get the Land O'Lakes white. Since we're talking about food, I think you have a little peanut butter on your elbow, Greg.
Oh, maybe I dipped it into the
wow. What are you, a 3-year old?
I just made my breakfast during the
Where's
break.
Where's your bib?
What are you two doing? You two kids doing this weekend? You guys, what are you two lovebirds doing this weekend?
Things separately.
Oh, you're doing things separately?
Yeah,
that's news to me.
What was the last date you two went on?
We had breakfast a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Or the week before? Yes. Yeah.
Who paid for breakfast?
We switch off. I think Stan paid last time.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't pay for the kids' breakfast?
How many times have I paid for breakfast? We switch off now. He's insistent. I let him have it here and there.
Do you guys sit on the same side in the booth?
No. I only same side with boyfriends.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I would. Even if we were dating,
I like
same-siding.
No,
that's weird.
It's not. How are you going to share your meal more easily? Reach over, grab a little piece of chicken.
No, Danielle loves same-siding.
Yeah, if you're going to date me, kid, you got to get used to that.
I don't know.
Picking up the check, same-siding. Opening
People
the
are
door.
Weird with their significant others, like when they take, like when someone's Facebook profile is like, you know, them and their significant other. Like, I don't know.
What bothers you about that?
Well, I just think it's a little extra first of all.
Sure.
And then second of all, people can be mean. So me personally, I wouldn't put my significant other out there because
TF you trying to say.
No, not you specifically, but
oh.
People are nasty on the internet.
This is an intimate conversation that you should be having in private. Not here on the radio.
No pillow talk. It's my pillow talk.
It's decorative pillow talk.
It's throw pillow talk.
Stizzes on the floor beside the bed while you're in your bed on your pillow.
You should take her to Floramos and sit on the same side in the booth. At
or Newbridge. Floramos or Newbridge. Yeah, well, yeah, we should do one
Newbridge
of those.
Newbridge really has the tables, so that's... Yeah. Yeah.
You're not saying Newbridge is better than Floramos,
yes.
Right? Floramos was very good to you.
Yeah,
when you
Floramos
did, when
is
you
great to me. Don't get me wrong.
Big listeners
I love,
of the show.
Shout
over.
Out Carrie. She's probably listening
Carrie's
now.
Carrie's probably listening right imagine. Now. And the steak tips and the turkey tips.
Turkey
are
tips.
Both, the turkey tips at Floramos where the meat falls off the bone are extraordinary.
They're really
Second
good
time
at
I've said extraordinary.
Spots.
You like the Newbridge?
Yeah.
The same level?
Well, you know what's great?
Newbridge has the dressing.
The dressing is excellent at the Newbridge.
Yes. What, LB?
No, I was just going to say, the best part about both is they're so close together that you could just go back and forth every day.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Pick one. Mm-hmm. I see, for both of the, if I'm going to either of those places, I'm going to wind up getting turkey tips because Champions and Peabody's my go-to for steak tips.
Really?
Yep.
A texter says, I agree with Stan. I cannot stand these idiot couples who have, they share the same Facebook page.
Oh, that's because somebody cheated. The only reason you're going to have a joint Facebook page is because the chick found the guy, had messages, and she's like, nope, it's going to be Brenda and Steve as the first name and then Smith.
I don't know. Some girls are just like that. They're insistent upon that stuff. They
want that's craziness.
Joint, I agree. But
I need to have all your passwords and ex. And why is your mother messaging you about your ex-girlfriend's post on, why are they even still friends on Facebook? I mean, we've been dating for 6 weeks already. Why haven't you
changed
blocked
your relationship status?
I can't with it. That's one thing I will never, ever do is put a relationship status on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just, I don't want to say it's peacocking because it's an element of your life. And I'm fine if you put it up there. It's just, if something goes wrong a month later, then everybody's like, you know, the pictures come down and, you know, this one texts the other one like, hey, have you seen Stan's Facebook page? Yeah. Where are all the pictures of his girl?
Why is it going to be me?
There's no relationship.
Like very specific.
Well, Greg doesn't have a Facebook and the other two ding-dongs are married.
Well, it's just silly. Me, my husband Bob and I are completely in love. We've been together for 14 years. We have two kids. And then 2 weeks later, it's, I hate Bob. Yeah. We're getting a divorce. He cheated on me.
Well, I think you ought to put, you and Danielle ought to have a joint Facebook.
Joint Facebook.
You could call it Stanielle.
Nah. I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass on that?
You can keep that one.
Are you guys spending Easter together?
No.
With the family? Like, are you going to take Stiz to see your mom and meet your
mom? Aunt Kathy?
Is Stan coming to Moo with me and my mom and Ralph?
All right. Before we go, the Can Man would like to join the program.
Love the Can.
Hello, Greg Hill. We got some new information and updates.
Okay.
We got the International Film Festival Week this coming Boston from April 24th to May 1st. I am seeking for contract of an independent documentary film for my movie, Mr. Cross Country, for a major production film. Contract, negotiable.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. That will be taking place in Somerville all week long. Please log on to the website at www.iffboston.org.
And so you've written a movie about your life.
No. It's about the runners from Massachusetts.
Okay.
All right, listen, I got to let you go, guys. Oh. Well, because Mrs. Carey is next.
Oh. Thank you.
That's right.
Greg doesn't have to say that now.
That was a good tease. Yeah. That was it. Now Can Man is teasing things that are coming up. I love it.
Why can't Scott from Weymouth take a page out of Can Man's book? Gets in, makes his point.
And
first
then gets
three
right
seconds,
out. And then he gets
out.
Gets
his point across. Yeah. Then he says, gotta let you go.
Yeah. that's his
Scott
thing.
Will never, ever say that. Gotta his let Scott, you go.
Can Man's calls go like this. First he says, good evening.
Yep. Yes.
Right?
Evening.
good evening.
Good evening.
And then he says something about a project that he has going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, I ask him a question and he goes, nope. And then he says, I gotta let you go.
Right. That's the way he's a busy guy.
He's consistent.
That is the way.
Let's see. Danielle, could I take you to Moo? 978 text, gainfully employed single guy here.
I don't know. Your phone number exchanges out of Leominster. That's too far for me.
You already, you already searched the guy?
I Google numbers.
You Google numbers when they propose a date with you?
I Google numbers for a lot of different reasons on the text line.
Really?
Yeah. You can do that?
It seems kind of invasive.
Really? Because they knowingly texted into a thing that shows their phone number.
Yeah, but
so
not
who's
to,
at fault here?
Like, if they know, they didn't knowingly text in to be to have their whole personal history examined by
not
you.
Not my problem.
Welcome to 2019.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah. All right. Stan, thank you. What are you doing for Easter?
I don't know. I got to call my mother, to be honest.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No. What a weird holiday.
What do you mean?
Guy comes back from the dead, moves a rock. What a weird holiday.
What do you mean? Yeah. What's weird about it?
I don't know. Don't get me going.
No gifts?
I don't want to start
we don't want to upset the Catholics, right?
I mean, we're celebrating the fact that someone came back from the dead.
Yes.
Right. That, world, is called a zombie.
Yeah, not sure that happened.
What time? Wait a second.
Just saying.
Are you denying the resurrection of the Savior?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think
what?
That.
The guy, there was a stone in front of the thing, and it was overturned, and boom, there he was.
Is it on YouTube? About? Is there video evidence?
Yeah, Pixar didn't happen,
Greg.
Yeah.
Actually, there is a pic of his last meal before that happened.
That is true.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Jesus was on the cross, and he was like, YOLO, just K, BRB.
Oh, you're pissing that dude off who called earlier.
Oh, I know. The guy is
You better say something about Jews and Muslims now, or else he's going to call back.
No, then it
will be. So that's Easter?
Easter, yes, LB. Yes, Easter is about.
Well, no, that's Good Friday, which is today.
Yep.
Good Friday.
Today is Good Friday.
Easter's when he came back from the dead. Yeah.
When he rose, the resurrection.
And then he was resurrected.
I thought it was about candy.
Best, LB, best excuse ever.
Oh, God.
You know, a texter says that a texter says that Stiz looks a little bit like John the Baptist. Have you ever seen the painting?
Yeah, to be honest, I went to Catholic school pretty much all my life. I was an altar boy.
Where?
I went to Malden Catholic, and then I went to Our Lady of the Assumption for elementary school in Chelsea.
You should never assume. That's what I learned
yesterday.
You never assume.
Our Lady of the Assumption.
Yeah. I loved being an altar boy, and I loved religion. I really did.
So why are you doubting the...
I got into people like Christopher Hitchens and Sam Harris, and, you know, the more that I read about this stuff, it just kind of, you know, just seemed to me...
You don't think that somebody could stand in front of thousands of people and turn a couple loaves of bread into sandwiches for us, into Subway
homies.
Into Subway footlongs for everybody
that's
in the place.
That's right, Greg.
You don't think that sounds like a legitimate thing that happened?
No, maybe.
You don't
not.
Think a person could walk on the water?
No.
No. You don't think a man could part the
Red
Sea?
No.
No.
Speak to burning bushes?
No. All right.
I don't. But don't get me wrong. I think religion does do a lot of great for a lot of people. So
yeah,
I would never.
Right?
I would never.
Yeah.
Here's an angry text that says, "Stiz, Greg is your Jesus. He resurrected your hopeless career."
That is facts. I won't deny that. I was doing construction before I came here.
Oh, here's somebody who says your show has hit a new low. Please fire Stanley Stizgrimy.
Yeah, see.
What?
No.
It's a touchy subject, and that's why I was like, I don't want to get controversial.
Probably shouldn't have.
Listen, everyone's opinions are their own, and I would never, you know, insult someone who believes other than I do.
A believer.
There are plenty of people who don't believe that A, Jesus even existed, nor B, rose from the dead.
I don't think
until they're facing death.
Right.
Then they pray to God.
Right. I know I've never had a relationship with you, but if you could just get me out of this crevasse alive, I'll do whatever you want.
Religion is a joke. It's so stupid until your car flips over and you're laying there.
All right. We are about to say farewell for the weekend. We will be back on Monday with Monday's Mutt in the studio. And if you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime for any show, any hour, and hear anything. And all you have to do to get that is to go to WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com or You can get the full show podcast from our app, our radio.com app. Radio.com is where you go to download our app for free. Go Bees.
You got that right.
I believe the final, is that the final bid? Is that the final bid? Final bid is in. I'm going to say hello to Paul. Hey, Paul.
You got it.
Paul, you are bidding $2,400 for these four tickets.
Right. Wow, dude. That's awesome, dude.
All right. So who are you bringing tonight, Paul?
I got some friends from Italy in.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome.
From Turin, and he's gonna flip out when he hears I'm taking him to the Bruins.
Oh, awesome.
Hope he doesn't lose his shroud.
Really?
You had to go there?
Oh, Danielle.
Why?
Really?
That's a reference. Blaspheme. Turin.
You're a blaspheme.
No, I'm not.
You are a blaspheme.
That's where the shroud is from.
Shroud.
No.
Shroud, so.
Actually, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah, no, that is. That's true.
Shroudy Shrouderton.
All right, so you got four tickets, luxury suite, all you can eat, a lot of fun, and I'll see you there tonight. Go Bees. All right, Paul?
Awesome. Go Bees.
All right, hang on. And, yeah, good. Go Bees. Go Seas. Celtics play Sunday. Is that correct? We won't mention the other professional sports franchise that is playing right now. And up next, it is the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock. It's completely commercial-free, and I hope that everybody has a fun and safe Easter. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.